We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. What do you know? We're entering the bonus hour, and it's still barely light outside. Moneypenny was just saying she's looking forward to driving home after work wearing her sunglasses. I know that feeling. Let's do that. Grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063WORD.com. A big night tonight in Jersey. Back in the day, way back 50, 60 years ago now, Bobby Rydell used to sing about the Jersey Shore with a song called Wildwood Days. That's where the president will be tonight. The line for the Trump rally, and somebody said sent me a text message earlier, said C-SPAN usually shows these rallies. The line is insane. 100,000 seeking tickets. Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't New Jersey a blue state? Yeah. The line started forming 2 days ago for the Trump rally in Wildwood, New Jersey tonight. Ryan Fournier tweeting, there are literally thousands of people waiting in line for a Trump rally that doesn't start until tomorrow evening. And they're standing there in 30-degree weather in the state of New Jersey. Outstanding. Place seats, what, 7,500? That's what I heard. So here's a show of support for a guy who's in the middle of being impeached at a place that's absolutely dead. I mean, you go to Wildwood, New Jersey in July, and it's packed with humanity. Late January, not so much. ABC 7 in New York reports people began camping out Sunday afternoon. Much talk that New Jersey might one day flip from blue to red, especially after Representative Jefferson Van Drew switched from being a Democrat to being a Republican over impeachment. In fact, he was maybe the lone Democrat. There might have been two, but I know he was one. Kellyanne Conway tweeting, I'm going home tonight, South Jersey. You broke a rally ticket request record. For the real Donald Trump, President Trump rally in Wildwood already drawing crowds. And more on this. This goes to show you. CNN, MSNBC, three major alphabet networks. You guys paying attention? You just don't get it, do you? To the phones we go. John is first up here in the bonus hour on Tuesday, and he is in Simpsonville. Hi, John, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. I hope your wife's doing well.
Thank you, sir. She is recovering nicely. Thank you.
Very good. I missed whatever happened. I've been out of the country for the past month or so. But what I have read today is Greenville passes a city hate crime ordinance. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have to make sure that we're complicit with political correctness.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Don Lemon on CNN was, making fun of the Trump supporters. They're racist, they're prejudiced, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of toothless rubes. We know nothing.
Well, Greenville is pretty much a Trump area, isn't it?
Very much so.
Okay, and most of the people that have those bumper stickers are white. Would you say that?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And then Confederate flags have been seen on vehicles up here. Most of those are on white-owned vehicles. What happens if you have a road rage incident where the innocent Trump supporter or the innocent Confederate flag sticker person is defending themselves? Are they going to be accused of being racist and prejudiced and be impacted by this law?
Or how about, hypothetically, somebody with a Sons of Confederate Veterans license plate? Can't you still get those?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
It's funny, the article I read, the community activist, Bruce Wilson, which was charged with assault and kidnap and all that stuff back in 2017, he's the head behind this. Of course, he's partnered with Black Lives Matter.
Right.
But he points out to the Department of Justice statistics and the reason for having this law. But if he were to look further in that law, he would have realized that every 13 seconds, a white person is assaulted, murdered, or robbed by a person of color. And if you add in the Mexicans, it's every 7 seconds. We're under assault.
Yep.
I don't understand why people don't realize that. We have to get over this white guilt, self-imposed, self-hatred. It's okay to be white. Matter of fact, it's better than okay. We're the greatest builders of civilizations the world has ever known throughout all of its history. Why are we bowing down and sacrificing our children on the altars of political correctness?
For a very simple reason. For a very simple reason, John, and you know the answer as well as I do. Because people are afraid of being called a racist. And being impugned by the media for being racist, and sadly, you know, look at give you a case in point, the tragic death of Kobe Bryant in the helicopter crash right on Sunday, a Washington Post reporter sent out a tweet that happened to reference Kobe Bryant's previous allegation against him of rape. And that case was dropped. The woman said she didn't want to testify against him in court. And the case was, as I said, settled out of court with a massive multi-million-dollar payout to that woman. And for mentioning that in a tweet, the Washington Post suspended her because it was racist, you see.
Oh, well, yeah, you can't say anything against our modern-day gods that are called athletes.
Yep.
It's saddening. It's, you know, whenever I was out of the country, people said, they asked me about Trump and politics and all that.
Right.
I said, I'm not really concerned. Well, aren't you American? I said, hell no, I'm a Southerner from Dixieland. That doesn't concern me.
They all were happy about that. There was a great piece that Tara posted on her Facebook page about the South and the history of Southern heritage and Southern culture. And I don't remember who wrote it. I'll have to go back. It was on our Facebook page as well at 1063WORD. Facebook.com/1063WORD. But it's worth a read because it delves into the differences between Southern heritage, Southern culture, the appreciation of honor and ethics and morality as compared to what we see from the Don Lemons and the other elitists that pass for journalists and media these days. Thank you, John. I appreciate the call. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I'll see if I can find that piece and pass it along to you. 6:15 here on Tuesday evening on WORD. When we come back, today's edition of ATF, Amazing True Facts, is on the way. Are you really late for where you're going? That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Alrighty then, here we go. Time for the Tuesday edition of ATF. We'll get Bob and the Bobettes together here as soon as Gary Goodvoice does the honors.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
Yes, indeedy, and as always for ATF, I'm joined by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
Howdy.
And little Lenny back in the news center.
Hey, everybody, how's your mama name?
There you go. According to a new study, the average boss say they usually do give their employees some wiggle room when it comes to being late. You ever heard the line, if you're early, you're on time? If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, you're fired?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that's not always true. I personally still run on Lombardi time. A reference to the former late great Green Bay Packers coach. And if you were not at the meeting 5 minutes before it was supposed to start, you were late because he was running on Lombardi time.
Yeah.
According to a new study, the average boss say they usually do give their employees some wiggle room when it comes to being late. They say you've got about 6 minutes. Yep.
Imagine if news people took a six-minute break.
Dan Rather did once on CBS Evening News. He got ticked off because U.S. Open tennis was running long, so he walked off the set. And CBS News was in black for like 5 minutes.
Oh.
Well, until those 6 minutes are up, you're probably good. According to Career Builder, 29% of people say they're late to work at least once a month. 16% are late at least once a week. Yeah. Let's see. You may have heard about the tragic, real-life tragic death of Mr. Peanut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, people were searching at RIP-related hashtags on social media to see stuff about Kobe Bryant, and Planters had a bunch of sponsored posts about Mr. Peanut. A press mailer with prayer candles for Mr. Peanut was recently sent out. This could be considered in pretty bad taste, what's happened. Yeah. So, you know, it just didn't feel right. In fact, it felt downright wrong, especially since there's a decent chance that Mr. Peanut won't actually be dead and gone forever.
Oh, he's coming back?
Well, Planters is still moving forward with their Super Bowl ads, which will somehow involve Mr. Peanut's funeral. A representative said, and I quote, "We deeply regret any offense or upset caused by this coincidental timing. We're saddened by this weekend's news." They're referring, of course, to the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant and 8 others. Planters has paused all online campaign activities, including paid media, and will evaluate next steps through a lens of sensitivity to those impacted by this tragedy.
So, okay. Bobby, is this a ruse for a successful commercial?
Yes. Because the Super Bowl ads are somewhat pricey, and the more attention you drum up to it in the lead-up, I'm surprised we haven't seen the pre-release of more Super Bowl commercials already. I mean, this is Tuesday.
Yeah. You can. They're on YouTube.
Well, see, there you go. And this is another page from that hymnal. Yep. You know, people, rather than rushing to the bathroom, gee, I wonder if the Mr. Peanut buys it, is in this commercial break coming up. I better wait and see. Now, I put this one in today because it's for comparative purposes.
Wait, hang on. Going back to the commercial.
Yeah.
Everybody has pause on their TV now, so it really doesn't matter if you go to the bathroom or not. You can always rewind and fast forward and rewind, you know.
Yeah, way too high tech for the kid.
I know. I don't know how to do that either.
I don't know how to do that. here we are in the winter, but in the upstate of South Carolina, we generally have it relatively easy. You know, we get a cold snap where it's down to zero, maybe, what, once a decade, something like that? Yeah, we get down below freezing, certainly. Well, a new survey asked people to name the worst things about the winter, and brought along the top 10.
Cool.
Just so that we can, you know, understand and appreciate how fortunate we are here in the best place in America, the upstate of South Carolina. Number one on the list, getting covered in snow and freezing rain on your way to work. And you get your feet wet and they stay wet all day. Number two, having an umbrella break during a heavy rainstorm. Now, we do get some of those. Mm-hmm. Number three, we can relate here, dark mornings.
Yep.
Don't like them.
Nope.
Number five, stepping into puddles. Especially the ones you don't see. Darn it! And worse. Number six, icy sidewalks. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Number seven, coals and the flu.
Mm-mm.
Number eight, black ice.
Yep.
That's nasty. Number nine, runny noses.
Not fun.
And number 10, the wind chill, which I am not a big fan of.
No.
I have something else here today?
Yes, you always have something else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
If everybody out there in radio land could see your table, you know, I need to take a picture of your table.
It's a dad burn mess.
It's a very organized mess.
It's stacks and stacks and stacks of Bob stuff.
Don't touch anything.
Or as Bobby says it, it's Bob's junk.
Don't touch anything. I know exactly where everything is. 100 years after Prohibition, it was 100 years ago on January 17th.
You remember that, right?
I do. I covered it. January 17th, 1920, the United States went completely dry as a result of the 18th Amendment, which banned the production, importation, transportation, and sale of alcoholic beverages. Shocking. Stunning. Well, that's what people said, and as a result, it only lasted 13 years. But to mark the anniversary, 100 years, some of the strangest drinking laws still on the books.
Okay.
Number one, here's a real good idea. You can drink and drive in Mississippi. The only state that doesn't have an open container law for passengers or drivers. But the driver's blood alcohol content has to stay below 0.08.
Good luck.
Yeah. Let us know how that works out. We're going to check and see what the DUI numbers look like in Mississippi. Number two, Massachusetts. You know, they want to legislate everything in the People's Republic there, so they don't have happy hours. The state forbids businesses from running happy hour specials.
It's a miserable place.
Yeah. Well, it's in the interest of public safety, don't you know? Because we in the legislature know better than you do. Look at Mississippi and what's going on there. Now, this seems sexist to me. Ladies' nights are illegal in Wisconsin. Stems from a lawsuit where two men complained that women getting free drink tickets violated the public accommodation law.
Stupid cheesehead.
You mean somebody actually looked up the public accommodation law and said we're being discriminated against? Now, as you might imagine, there are a lot of strange liquor laws in Utah. I know that when I went there years ago in Salt Lake City, restaurants would only serve water to drink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, couldn't get a drink. one of the strangest drinks must be made, can't be made, I beg your pardon, drinks cannot be made in the view of children. And by the way, if you're ordering a drink at a restaurant, which you can do now, you must order food as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
And share it with your five wives.
Yeah, give me the potato chips with that. In Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny may not be used to promote the sale or consumption of alcohol. When was the last time you saw the Easter Bunny pushing, you know, Chevis Regal or something?
Poor little drunk bunny.
The bunny's been over, sir.
Hippity hoppity burp.
Burp. In Alaska, it's illegal to be drunk in a bar.
What?
I want to see this law enforced. Hey, buddy, you're drunk. Of course I am. It's a bar, you idiot. In Idaho, towns may only have one bar per 1,500 citizens, which means liquor licenses are pretty tough to come by.
Wow.
And you may not have been aware of this, but you can't drink your own alcohol on an airplane. That's right. Even if you bring those mini bottles of alcohol through TSA, the FAA prohibits you from actually consuming them while airborne. Some airlines do let you hand the bottle to a flight attendant so they can serve you, but it's not a guarantee. And if you're caught trying to open and pour one yourself,
they're going to kick you off the plane.
They're going to fine you more than $10,000.
Okay. Miss Moneypenny did a little bit of research while you were talking.
Moneypenny?
She did say
Moneypenny.
Yeah.
Miss
Moneypenny.
She's a drunk Easter
the
bunny.
The bunny is overserved.
Okay. You were wondering about Mississippi.
Yes.
Okay. In the year 2018.
Mm-hmm. Waitest numbers available.
South Carolina had 16,272 DUI arrests.
Okay.
Mississippi had 6,889.
Aha!
South Carolina had 301 deaths in a DUI-related death case.
And how many in MISSISSIPPI?
175.
Wow.
Wow. Shocking.
See? So much for what you would assume.
In South Carolina, it is 6.07 per 100,000 people.
Yeah. There you go.
Mississippi, it's 5.86.
Excellent argument. Pop them open.
Go back to your bottle, Bunny Penny.
Bunny Penny.
That's ATF for today. Thank goodness that's over. 6:31. I need a drink. 6:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Welcome back. Great to have you along. We are entering the last half of the bonus hour here on Tuesday in the Bobby Mac Show, and I got some callers stacked up here, so let's go ahead and quickly get to them. Thanks for patiently waiting, beginning with Devin, who is in Fountain Inn. Hi, Devin, and welcome to the program. Oh, Kevin,
hey,
I'm
Bobby,
sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. I don't know what you and Miss Moneypenny you got going on up there, but I want to come up here and join y'all. Y'all have been having a hell of a damn time.
A texter just sent a text.
I love that. That is actual live radio, and y'all are just improvising back and forth.
I just got a text message, Kevin. It said, gives open carry a whole new meaning.
Okay, all right. I'm going to get to the serious point now.
Okay.
We're in big trouble.
How so?
I'm a retired Air Force war veteran, and I was going through my Facebook today, and I came up on one of the pages that register now to vote for the Democratic Party. Push this button.
Oh, yeah.
And you heard of it?
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten those messages, too.
No, that's not good.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the twist on it, Kevin. We're going to have an operation underway once we see what happens in Iowa and New Hampshire for as many Republicans as possible to vote in the South Carolina Democrat presidential primary. The purpose being to completely foul things up as much as possible.
Well, Bobby Mack, what I was thinking more of, these billionaires that own these social media pages,
right?
Are they doing this? Are they doing this?
I don't think so. I don't think now. If they are, they're doing.
What I'm saying, though, right?
I do. I understand completely. But if it is their hand that is behind this, I think that's great because they're doing our work for us. Because wait until a ton of Republicans flood the polls on the date of the Democrat presidential primary and vote for the least likable of the all unlikable Democrat candidates.
Okay, so Bobby Mack, you don't think these big billionaires that run social media, like Facebook and all these, have anything to do with this?
Oh, they may. They may, but if they do, and they keep sending them to Republicans, I think that's great because we'll throw a monkey wrench into their works. Thank you for your service, Kevin, and good to hear from you this afternoon. Christina is in beautiful Traveler's Rest. Hello, Christina, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hello, thank you. Good to have you back, and good news about Brenda.
Thank you very much.
And thank you also for having Jeff Duncan on. And I just wanted to quickly point out, right before he came on, you played the video of one of Trump's attorneys pointing out the importance of before the U.S. gives dollar aid or military aid, the verification process to make sure it's not going to be squandered or into corrupt hands.
Correct.
So what was interesting is then you and Jeff Duncan were talking about the attempt to get the Israelis and the Palestinians to the peacemaking table.
Right.
And so I just wanted to point out, having you playing the video, stressing the importance of where and how the U.S. aid goes.
Mm-hmm.
This would be, speaking of Moneypenny doing research, I don't remember how many years ago, but remember when it was discovered that the Palestinians had dug all the tunnels underneath the wall with Israel, and they were sneaking in the tunnels and launching bombs and killing hundreds of people?
I do remember that.
Well, we gave billions of dollars of aid to the Palestinians and to Israel, but for the Palestinians with the idea, for the express purpose, for them to build agricultural products,
infrastructure. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. To improve their economy.
Right.
And it was brought out at that time that they did nothing. All that could be seen that they did with the money was make these tunnels, make this intricate system of tunnels, whereas the Israelis took the ball and ran.
Right.
So it was an interesting comparison. So, of course, that was probably, again, Moneypenny can research it, probably several presidencies ago that happened. But we also have the example of, if you recall, when President Trump said, okay, now we are going to move the capital of Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, so we need to build a new American embassy. And the contractors started rubbing their hands together and thinking, oh boy, here come the $600 toilet seat.
Right.
And I think they gave a bid for, like, I don't know, over $2 million. And Trump just said, uh-uh, no, uh-uh. And I think he got got somebody to do the job for like a quarter of $1 million.
He did, yes.
So anyway, I just wanted to. It was a good seg, you know, especially related to this upcoming attempt for the peace process, because we gave billions with a B to Palestine, and they did like nothing constructive.
Well, and sadly, in giving that foreign aid to the Palestinians, PLO, essentially, we are using our own money to fund terrorism against the Israelis, because when you're giving money to the Palestinian groups over there, you're essentially giving it to Hamas and the rest. And it's sad that the leaders of the Palestinian movement retain their power by using nothing but hatred of Israel as the driving force for them to be able to maintain power, rather than actually rebuilding their infrastructure as the money was intended. Thank you, Christina. I appreciate the call. Got to take a quick break here, and then when we come back, Ray in Taylors is going to be next here on the Bobby Mack Show. And the fine hand of the Clintons may still be at work when it comes to gaming the system at Democrat conventions. Feel the burn here. Be right back. In on the text line, 71307. Hey, Bobby, would that be the ether bunny? Why didn't I think of that one? Bob, how about no liquor sales after 7 o'clock or on Sunday? Well, we used to have blue laws. Yeah, but I think, didn't Spartanburg finally get rid of their last Sunday blue law? Well, it seems like that one went down to defeat.
You can buy beer and wine on Sundays.
Yeah.
But you still cannot buy liquor after 7 p.m. or on Sunday.
Well, there you go, unless you're in Mississippi. Let's not go there. Bobby, does it seem Trump will outdo Reagan and his betrayal of the Democrat Party? Bobby, SNL did a sketch last weekend with Alan Dershowitz visiting hell. While he was there, he met Jeffrey Epstein, Flo from Progressive Insurance, and Mr. Peanut. It was hilarious. That is a funny idea. To the phones we go. Ray is in my stomping grounds of Taylors. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Bob, I'm telling you what, you are a gentleman and a scholar.
Well, thank you.
You treat us all equally. You listen to every word we say, no matter what we say. Thank you for that.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I mentioned Lombardi earlier in the hour, and one of Vince Lombardi's players was once asked about how he treated the players, and he said, oh, he treats us all equally. He treats us like dogs. And Lombardi was tough on him.
Well, that's better than a stick in the eye.
You bet.
I retired out of law enforcement, but I remember on the books, South Carolina's law came from England, basically, mm-hmm. And it was just common law.
Yeah, that's right, English common law.
Common law. Well, back, and it's still on the books unless they've changed it, it's against the law in the city of Greenville to have pants with back pockets. Because, need I say, somebody would every now and then want to imbibe, and they'd have like a little flask in their back pocket.
Right.
And that's why they outlawed that. Pretty smart of our legislature.
Yeah. You think it was from their own experience and knowledge that may have brought that law to fruition.
Bless their little heart.
There, you got to watch them every minute, Ray. Thank you. Thank you for your service and for the kind words. I appreciate it. Let's see. Bob is next, and he is in Simpsonville. I want to talk about the six-minute grace period being late for work. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bob. I just wanted to say that my dad worked for the 2nd Armored Division, General Patton, before the war, the last Great War.
Right.
And he got caught by a train one morning and ended up being 5 minutes late. And the fellow at the door took his name, and the next day he got a 2-week restriction to post.
Ooh.
So that's very compassionate, how General Patton was.
Yeah. Well, he was old Blood and Guts was pretty much known for that, was he not?
Oh, yeah.
He was a friend.
My mother went horseback riding on this Patton, and I got to ride on his horse one time. But anyway, he's very strict.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Was that Hell on Wheels? Was that what they called the 2nd Armored?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, my dad supervised the contest to get the thing, and somebody submitted his name, so he had to take a shirt down to the tailor, and they printed out 3 of them. He kept one and sent 2 in on a disposition for them. Next morning, Patton had it on the sleeve.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, one of the 3 good ones.
Pretty cool. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Gene is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, Gene, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Well, I guess this is your old Bob show, huh?
Bob. I guess.
All right.
It's all anyway, Bob all the time.
There you go. But I'm not Bob. So anyway, it's late, isn't it? I'm calling as a bit of a public service announcement, but perhaps an inquiry of you. Have you decided who you're going to vote for on February 29th?
No, as I kind of mentioned or alluded to with a previous caller, I'm waiting for Iowa and New Hampshire to see who amongst the survivors I can give some assistance to try and keep the least viable Democrat candidate in the race is my goal.
Well, my perspective isn't so much that as much as it is. Keep everything a confused ruckus.
Sure.
So they have nobody come Milwaukee time.
Absolutely. And, yeah. Let's have a brokered convention.
If the Republicans here in South Carolina can make a contribution to they want to accuse Trump of what influencing the election. Well, why don't we do it?
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Well,
And Adam Schiff, you come to my house and impeach me.
Yeah, I was going to say, would I be facing impeachment were I to employ that tactic? We'll see.
Besides, I'm impeached enough, Bobby. I pay a lot in taxes.
I hear you. Thank you, Gene. Good to have you here. Now, on that subject, I mentioned this. Supporters of crazy commie Bernie and his White House bid and some DNC committee members are frustrated with some initial appointments made by the DNC chairman, Tom Perez, he's another commie, to the crucial committees that will oversee the rules and the party platform at this summer's presidential nominating convention in Milwaukee. Their frustration comes after Perez named former Representative Barney Frank of Massachusetts, who was a surrogate for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, as co-chair of the convention's Rules Committee. And Perez picked John Podesta, who served as Clinton's 2016 campaign manager, to have a seat on the committee. The populist independent Vermont senator, or crazy commie as we call him, lost a long and divisive primary nomination battle to Hillary 4 years ago, in which Sanders supporters felt the DNC was stacked against their candidate's outsider run for the nomination. 4 years later, many Sanders allies and supporters remained suspicious of the DNC. Well, I can't imagine why, since the game was rigged last time around. While the Sanders campaign didn't respond for comment, national co-chair Nina Turner, not to be confused with Tina Turner, slammed the appointments as an embarrassment and a slap in the face. in an interview with a progressive online news channel, Status Quo. DNC committee member Yasmin Tebe, who backed Crazy Bernie in 2016 but remains neutral this cycle, told TheHill.com there's a very small number of appointments of allies to Senator Sanders. Anybody surprised at this? You know, you got a brokered convention. You got Barney Frank, John Podesta, a bunch of other Clintonites on the controlling rules committee of the convention. Can anybody besides me project? It's all locked up. Nobody gets the nomination on the first ballot. It's a clown car. But suddenly, from the wings, bursts Felonious Von Pantsuit herself to save the day. And by acclamation, gets a nomination. So all the primaries meant nothing. The Clintons are harder to kill than Dracula. Got to go for today. The great one, Mark Levin, is next. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
Hoo-ah!
Goodbye to you.
I hope you enjoy the show.
Goodbye.
I'll be back.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.